The psychological pain of exclusion. We've all experienced it at some point in our lives, the sharp sting of exclusion. Whether it's being left out of a social gathering, excluded from a group chat, or feeling like the odd one out, being excluded can be incredibly painful. But have you ever wondered why exclusion hurts so much? In this article, we'll delve into the psychological reasons behind the pain of exclusion and explore strategies for coping with this challenging experience. To watch the YouTube version of the article, click the link I've left below. The evolutionary perspective. To understand why exclusion hurts, we can start by looking at it from an evolutionary perspective. As social creatures, humans have a deep-seated need for social connection and belonging. Throughout our evolutionary history, being part of a group offered numerous advantages for survival, such as protection from predators, access to resources, and opportunities for reproduction. In this context, exclusion from a group or community would have been a significant threat to an individual's well-being and their chances of survival. Consequently, the brain has developed mechanisms to detect and respond to exclusion as a potential danger. When we experience exclusion, our brains interpret it as a threat to our social well-being, triggering various emotional and psychological responses. The psychological pain of exclusion. Number one, social pain activates similar brain regions as physical pain. Research using brain imaging has shown that the experience of social exclusion activates many of the same brain regions that respond to physical pain. This suggests that when we feel excluded, our brains treat it as a form of pain, both emotionally and to some extent physically. Number two, threat to self-esteem. Exclusion can be a blow to our self-esteem and self-worth. When we're excluded, we may question our likability, competence, or whether we belong in the social group. This self-doubt can be a major source of emotional distress. Number three, negative emotions. Exclusion triggers a cascade of negative emotions, including sadness, anger, jealousy, and anxiety. These emotions can be intense and challenging to manage, leading to feelings of loneliness and isolation. Cognitive effects. Exclusion can impair cognitive functioning. Research has shown that when people feel excluded, their ability to focus or make decisions and solve problems can be compromised. This can further exacerbate the distress associated with exclusion. Number five, long-lasting impact. Experiences of exclusion can have a lasting impact on an individual's mental health. Repeated or chronic exclusion can contribute to conditions such as depression, anxiety, and low self-esteem. What to do about the pain of exclusion? While the pain of exclusion is a natural and deeply ingrained response, there are strategies we can employ to cope with and mitigate these distressing experiences. Number one, recognize and validate your feelings. The first step in coping with exclusion is acknowledging your feelings and giving yourself permission to feel hurt, angry, or sad. These emotions are entirely valid reactions to exclusion. Number two, seek social support. Reach out to friends, family members, or trusted individuals who can provide emotional support and understanding. Talking to someone you trust can help you process your feelings and reduce the sense of isolation. Number three, engage in self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and self-compassion during times of exclusion. Remember that everybody experiences exclusion at some point and it doesn't define your worth as a person. Number four, reflect on perspective. Sometimes exclusion can be unintentional or the result of circumstances beyond your control. Try to reflect on the situation and consider alternative explanations before jumping to conclusions about your own worth or likability. Number 5, distract and self-care. Engage in activities that bring you joy and take your mind off feelings of exclusion. Self-care practices such as exercise, meditation, or hobbies can be effective in reducing any emotional distress. Number 6, expand your social circle. Seek out new social opportunities and activities that align with your interests and values. Expanding your social circle can increase your chances of finding people who appreciate and value your presence. Number 7, develop resilience. Building emotional resilience can help you bounce back from the pain of exclusion more effectively. This includes cultivating skills for managing stress and adversity, such as mindfulness and problem solving. Number 8, seek professional help. If feelings of exclusion are overwhelming and persistent, consider speaking to a medical health professional, therapist, or coach. They can provide guidance and support to help you navigate these challenging emotions. The role of empathy. Understanding the pain of exclusion can also help us become more empathetic individuals. By recognizing that exclusion is a universal human experience, we can become more attuned to the feelings of others and offer support when needed. Practicing empathy can contribute to creating more inclusive and compassionate communities where everyone feels valued and accepted. Conclusion. Exclusion is a painful and distressing experience rooted in our evolutionary history as social beings. The psychological pain it brings can be intense and challenging to navigate. However, by recognizing the reasons behind this pain and implementing coping strategies, we can learn to manage the emotional impact of exclusion more effectively. Moreover, developing empathy and fostering inclusive environments can contribute to a world where exclusion is minimized and everyone feels a sense of belonging and acceptance. What next? Remember, you can watch the YouTube version. Again, the link is below. If you'd like help with anything I've written about here or in my previous articles, please contact me to arrange a complimentary 15-minute discovery call at info@joebanks.net. Finally, I could not be more thrilled with how my YouTube channel is growing. If you've already taken the time to watch some of my videos and subscribe, thank you so much. If there's a topic you'd like me to cover in an article or extended YouTube version, please email me again at info@joebanks.net and I'll add it to the list. Each video takes up to 20 hours to write, record and edit, so I want to make sure that I'm spending my time wisely to give you the most helpful content. If you enjoyed this post, please, if you haven't done already, sign up to my twice weekly newsletter. You can do so by clicking the tab at the top of the page. As always, thanks for your continued support.